Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
From the labs, I'm Fry.
I'm Bob. Today we're talking about a trillion parameters and the engineering required to actually use them.
Ling 2.6 and Ring 2.6 from Ant Group. Alibaba's financial technology arm, two models with two different jobs, built on one shared foundation and one very unusual design choice at the center of it.
They didn't train from scratch.
ARXIV 260.6.15079. 200 authors, open weights on Hugging Face, let's go. Chapter 1. Two models, one problem.
Start with the split. Why two models?
Because the requirements for instant response and deep reasoning are in tension. Ling 2.6 is optimized for low latency generation and high capability per output token. You want an answer now. You want it correct. You want it short. Ring 2.6 is optimized for deeper reasoning and complex agentic workflows. Ring 2.6-1T, 1 trillion parameters, is the big one. The one built for multi-step environments, tool use, search, code execution, workflow orchestration.
1 trillion parameters. That is not a typo.
Ring 2.6-1, T1 trillion total parameters. And the paper's central challenge is, how do you actually train and serve a model at that scale for agentic tasks without it being practically useless due to inference cost and training instability?
The answer is co-design, architecture, training objectives, serving systems, and agent environments all designed together from the start. Not independently optimized and then bolted together.
And the first co-design decision is the one that changes everything else. Chapter 2. Don't train from scratch.
The standard playbook for a new model generation. Gather more data. Scale up compute. Train from scratch. Run post-training, ship it.
Ling and Ring 2.6 don't do that. They upgrade the Ling 2.0 base model through what the paper calls architectural migration pre-training. You take an existing trained model, you change its architecture, you continue training from the migrated checkpoint.
That sounds like it shouldn't work. If you change the architecture, the weights don't fit anymore.
And yet it does work, and the efficiency argument is compelling. The Ling 2.0 model already contains enormous amounts of learned knowledge, language statistics, world knowledge, reasoning patterns, baked into hundreds of billions of parameters over a massive training run. If you can migrate that knowledge into a new architecture, rather than throwing it away and relearning everything from scratch, you save a substantial fraction of total compute.
The architectural change they're migrating to is the key part. What changes?
Hybrid linear attention. This is the core architectural innovation. They integrate lightning attention. A linear attention mechanism. With MLA, multi-head latent attention, which is the KV cache compression technique from DeepSeek. Chapter 3. The attention problem and how they solve it.
Standard transformer attention is quadratic. The cost of attending to context scales as the square of the sequence length. Double the context. Quadruple the compute.
For long context tasks, which are exactly the tasks that matter for agents. This is the wall. A trillion parameter model doing multi-step agentic work accumulates context fast, tool call outputs, search results, code execution logs. The context grows with every step.
Linear attention breaks the quadratic scaling. Instead of computing full attention over all tokens, You approximate the attention operation in a way that scales linearly with sequence length.
Lightning attention specifically is a linear attention variant optimized for hardware efficiency. It uses I/O-aware tiling to map the computation onto GPU memory hierarchies efficiently. The result is that long context training and long context decoding become substantially cheaper.
And MLA handles the other half of the problem. During inference, standard multi-head attention requires storing the key-value cache for every layer and every attention head for every token in context, at trillion-parameter scale. That cache becomes enormous. MLA compresses it by projecting keys and values into a shared low-dimensional latent space. You store the compressed latent instead of the full KV pairs.
The hybrid design uses both. Some layers use lightning attention for efficient long-range dependency capture. Other layers use standard or MLA attention, where precision matters more. The combination is what makes trillion-parameter operation at long context practically tractable. Chapter 4. Making Every Token Count.
The second major axis of the work is token efficiency, not just making the model fast, making each output token carry more value.
Three techniques, evolutionary chain of thought, linguistic unit policy optimization, shortest correct response distillation.
Start with evolutionary chain of thought.
The core idea, chain of thought reasoning, improves accuracy, but the length of the chain is not fixed. Standard training treats all chain of thought samples as equally valuable regardless of how concise or verbose they are. Evolutionary chain of thought evolves the reasoning traces over training, gradually selecting for chains that are both correct and compact. You start with diverse reasoning samples, score them on correctness and length, and iteratively promote shorter correct chains while eliminating verbose ones that happen to be correct.
You're breeding conciseness into the model's reasoning process.
Right, and it compounds. A model trained on concise correct chains generates concise correct chains, which are then used as training data for the next round. The reasoning gets tighter over time.
Linguistic Unit Policy Optimization, LUPO.
Standard RL for language models operates at the token level. Each token is an action, but many tokens form natural linguistic units: words, phrases, clauses, that have coherent meaning at a level above individual tokens. LUPO applies policy optimization at the level of these linguistic units rather than individual tokens. The policy gradient signal is aggregated over meaningful units rather than scattered across subword tokens.
Why does that matter?
Because credit assignment in token-level RL is noisy. When the model produces a 20-token phrase that leads to a good outcome, attributing the reward back to each of those 20 tokens individually is imprecise. At the linguistic unit level, the credit assignment is cleaner. The model learns that a particular type of phrasing or reasoning move led to a good outcome, not that each individual subword token was responsible.
And shortest correct response distillation?
This is the most direct approach. Take a teacher model, generate many candidate responses to each prompt. Keep only the shortest response that is verifiably correct. Train the student on those. You're directly distilling the ability to reach correct conclusions without wasted tokens.
These three techniques together are optimizing for a property that most training pipelines ignore: being right. Briefly.
And for agentic applications, this matters enormously. An agent that takes 10 correct steps with compact outputs is much more tractable to serve than an agent that takes 10 correct steps with verbose outputs. The context accumulation, the inference cost, the serving latency. All of it scales with output length. Chapter 5. K-pop.
This is the ring-specific contribution. Training a 1 trillion parameter model on environment-grounded, agentic data.
K-pop, a reinforcement learning framework designed specifically for stable training at trillion parameter scale on diverse agentic environments. The name stands for... They don't say what it stands for in the abstract, but the mechanism is what matters.
the problem it solves.
Standard RL training for agents requires the model to interact with environments to generate training data. The model takes an action, the environment returns an observation, the model takes another action. You collect rollouts, compute rewards, update the model at trillion parameter scale. This is slow. The model itself is slow to run inference on the environment. Coding sandboxes, search APIs, tool execution, workflow runners have heterogeneous latencies. Some steps are fast, some are slow. The GPU sits idle, waiting for environment responses.
Asynchronous scheduling.
KeyPop uses asynchronous scheduling across all four environment types: coding, search, tool use, and workflow execution. The RL training loop doesn't wait for slow environments to finish before starting new rollouts. It schedules interactions across environments in a way that keeps the training infrastructure busy continuously. Fast environments like tool calls complete quickly and feed data back immediately. Slow environments like multi-step workflows are overlapped with other work.
And the stability part matters at this scale too.
Trillion parameter RL training is genuinely unstable if you don't engineer it carefully. The policy gradient signal is noisy, the environments have different reward scales and densities, and the model is large enough that instabilities in one part of the parameter space can cascade. KPOP handles this through careful batching of environment types and reward normalization across the diverse task distribution. Chapter 6. Who built this and why it matters?
Ant Group. Let's put that in context.
Ant Group is Alibaba's financial technology subsidiary, Alipay, the payment infrastructure for hundreds of millions of people. They are not a frontier AI lab in the way that OpenAI or Anthropic are. They are a financial services company that has built a frontier AI model.
And open-sourced it.
Open weights on Hugging Face. The Ling 2.6 collection and the Ring 2.6 collection are both available. This continues the pattern we have seen repeatedly in the last 2 years, major Chinese technology companies releasing open-weight frontier models as a strategic choice.
The architecture migration approach is worth dwelling on if it works at the scale they claim. And the paper presents evidence that it does. It changes the economics of model development significantly.
Every frontier lab has a generation of trained models sitting in their infrastructure right now. If you can migrate those weights into a new architecture and continue training rather than starting over, you dramatically reduce the compute cost of architectural iteration. You're not paying the full pre-training cost for every new architecture you want to try.
It also changes the open source dynamic. If a research team can take an open weight model, migrate it to a more efficient architecture, and continue training, that is a force multiplier for the open ecosystem.
The hybrid linear attention result is also significant independent of the migration story. Getting linear attention to work well in practice at trillion parameter scale with MLA for KV cache compression. That is a hardware architecture algorithm co-design problem that most labs have not solved. If Ling and Ring 2.6 demonstrate that this is production ready, every lab building long context agent is going to be looking at this architecture.
The token efficiency work. Evolutionary chain of thought. LUPO. Shortest correct response distillation. That's the part I think gets the least attention and deserves the most. We are entering an era where the quality and cost of agent deployments depends heavily on how many tokens the agent produces per correct step. Training directly for that objective rather than for raw correctness is the right framing.
And KPOP is the answer to a question that every lab building trillion parameter agentic models faces. How do you actually do RL training when the model is too big to run fast and the environments have unpredictable latencies? Asynchronous scheduling across diverse environment types is the answer they found.
200 authors. That is a civilization-scale collaboration.
That is what it takes to build and train a trillion-parameter model from an existing base. Redesign the attention mechanism, co-design the serving infrastructure, build the RL training framework, and run the post-training pipeline across four categories of agentic environments. It is not a small team project. It is an institution.
And the weights are downloadable.
The weights are downloadable today. The 1 trillion parameter agentic reasoning model that required 200 engineers to build is on Hugging Face right now. That is the world we are in.
From the labs.
From the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.